We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school volleyball as we wrap up the season, talking with Allison Kibberts of Nottoway Valley Volleyball here on KSOM. And, Coach, overall, how'd you feel about your team's season? A lot of improvement this year, 11-25 overall record.
Yeah, no, I thought we had a pretty good season. Wasn't really sure what to expect when we came into the season, but I knew we had a lot of girls who were very capable of performing up to, you know, different potential, different levels. They haven't played with each other on the same team very much. So it was a good season. It was nice to see them able to experience some success.
Obviously, this team has come a long way. I mean, after not winning a game the previous year, you come back to coaching. You know, what can you say just about what that journey was like, just going from no wins last year to 11 this year? That's a nice little jump.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely nice to see some growth in there and everything. A lot of our girls, you know, that have been in the program, it's not I feel like it was more of a mindset shift just for some of them, because it can be hard going through some tough points and struggles like that. So this year it was just a lot about emphasizing, you know, mindset and the potential that they can do the things and getting the confidence in themselves to be able to perform to that level. Also, it helped having, you know, some different girls come in from Orient. Some girls came back from injuries. Some girls came back out for the first time in a couple years, which was kind of a hard dynamic to navigate as well for a little bit. But they all rose to the occasion. And, you know, this group is a great group. They're very hardworking. They're very coachable. They were just a joy to have this season. And I think that showed in some of the games that they were able to play this year.
What can you say about your graduating seniors? And you had quite a number of them, I think around six of them.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of seniors this year, and that was nice to see. And our seniors, you know, I think I've said it kind of all year round, but they each brought very specific things to our program. And, you know, we might have some strategic players. We might have some girls who are more vocal, some who just bring, you know, the skill level and power, and they all balanced each other out very nicely. Each of them was able to bring, you know, an important part into our program. And I think that says a lot for each of those senior girls as well. But they'll definitely be missed next year for sure.
Right. Well, I mean, you are losing some offense, like Emma Boswell led the team in kills, and Kylie Nelson was up there as well. So you had some other players who contributed offensively, but you might need them to take step forwards. What do you see from some of these younger players, if we look at offense first, and what you need them to do to build into next year?
Yeah, some of those players specifically we're going to miss for sure. I mean, Emma is just a super strong presence on the outside. She was our all-conference person this year, so that was nice that she got some recognition. But she'll definitely be someone who will be missed because she played all six rotations. On the outside, you know, I think there's a couple girls coming up that have been either on the team for the past couple years or who will come up and get some experience that will be able to step into that position really nicely. Also, with Kylie Nelson leaving in the middle, she really grew this year, and she was kind of that power in the middle for us and was able to really see the court and kind of took it to the next level to be able to find some spots for us. And in the middle, that'll be kind of an interesting position because I see that we have quite a few girls who can, you know, be on the outside, and I think some of them might have to transition to the middle next year, which I think they're very capable of. I think if any of our seniors, and Izzy Icebox, another one, I think that we're going to have to really fill in some big shoes there as well. You know, she's somebody who's always a vocal leader, but she also on that right side this year was huge for us. She ended up playing like a six rotation all the way around for us, and just in the back row, that was an area that we really needed her, and she did really well for us as well. And blocking as well. But there's a couple girls, you know, that I definitely see to go into a more role where they're going to be playing a lot more. And that's going to be like Ava Armstrong. Chloe Ohms moved up as a freshman last year, and she'll be getting, you know, more minutes. Ella Boswell could maybe easily, you know, come right in for her sister on the outside as well. In that spot, you still have Taylor Lockery there, and then Allie Cornielson in the back row. There's going to be a lot of girls and Adelaide Livingston and Maddie Thompson, you know, setting that's going to be huge for us to be able to maintain next year. And then Addie Hare playing all the way around as well. even though we're losing, you know, quite a few girls and quite a few impact players, I think that we have a very strong ability to be able to take off where we left off this year, because so many of these girls got experience and they're able to adapt so well. So I do think we're going to miss seniors a lot, but I'm also very hopeful that we'll be able to fill in with the girls that we have next year.
Well, there are two players that I think stand out that will come back next year, and they'll just kind of, it looks like they probably just go right back into their roles, and that's Maddie Thompson at the setter spot and Allie Cordielson at libero. I mean, Allie had 301 digs, and Maddie had 355 assists. I mean, that's a good building place around. What do you see from each one of those two and what they did this season? And like I said, coming back next year, just trying to fit right back in those spots.
Yeah, for sure. And those are two of the big players that coming back into next season, we look to kind of lead us on the court. Maddie got a ton of experience setting this year, and Adelaide Livingston kind of got hurt at the beginning of the year. And Maddie had to step into that role as a 5-1 setter rather than the 6-2, and she really took that on. And I think her leadership is going to be big for us on the court, just her skill level and seeing where everything's at. She was very, you know, talented serving-wise as well, so I think that's going to anchor us too. And Allie in the back row, I mean, she's just super consistent. She plays fast. She can see the ball. She had so many digs this year that, you know, it's easy to sit from the side and be like, oh, you could dig that. But she was able to really kind of own up to that. And we played some really tough hitters this year, and she did a great job having some awesome digs and leading the defense for us in the back row. So, yes, I look for those two for sure to help anchor us next year.
And just what was it like for you being back on the team and coaching again?
Oh, it was awesome. This group of girls, you know, made the decision pretty easy. I see them, you know, every day at school where I work, and they're just such a fun group. So it was nice being able to come in and having them being so willing to learn and being so coachable in that aspect. You know, it's kind of like riding a bike. You don't forget it once you take off. There's just always new things to learn as you go through. And this group was an easy group to come back to, just how excited they were and how coachable they were. And, you know, you could only go up from where we were. And I think that's exactly what they did.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season for getting us scores and everything. And certainly your time on interviews, and best of luck during the off season, and we'll see you at an Ottawa Valley sporting event down the road. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, and thanks for covering us this year.
Allison Kibbert, head coach for Ottawa Valley Volleyball here on KSOM.